This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1263. Is work a place to be fulfilled or just to earn a paycheck? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we get into an interesting topic inspired by an article. Should you seek to find deep purpose and meaning in your work, or is it just a job to pay the bills? Find out more and reflect on your own perspective today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Michelle. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. You know, I kind of got a good day over here to get a lot of work done. And, good. You know, it's kind of peaceful around here. So it's nice to have one of those days where you're like, oh, I can be productive today. This is going to be good stuff. You know?
Oh, that's awesome. So you're not working in New York today? You're not doing classes
today? Not working in New York today. Mm. I am working from home today. So,
yay!
So it's kind of good, you know, makes things a little bit easier to just, you know, get things done for the upcoming week and things like that. So that helps. How about you, Lindsay? You have a trip coming up.
Oh, yeah. I have a trip coming up. I'm in California right now. So I'm going to, granted, we are recording in advance. So by the time this comes out, I'll be in Colorado.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Big Bear this weekend. Big Bear Lake is like it's kind of like the Stowe of California. You know what I mean? Stowe, mm-hmm. Vermont is like a vacation spot, all seasons vacation spot Vermont for New Yorkers. And Big Bear, I think, is kind of the equivalent for LA people or even for people from San Francisco, I think. But it's closer to LA. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, well, have a good time.
Thanks. It should be good. I'll let you know how it goes next week.
Definitely. All right. So I have a question. And okay. I'm really curious about your thoughts on this. Is your work your passion?
Oh my gosh, 100%.
But here's another question. Do you love every single part of your job?
Oh, definitely not. There are parts of my job that I loathe. I love that word, loathe. That's a good one for our listeners, right, Michelle?
Loathe, hate. Yeah, that's a really good way to say I really hate it, right? It's another way to say it. Yeah, I like loathe.
Loathe.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if you don't like parts of your job, how can it be your passion?
Oh, I think it's the big picture. I think, you know, for me, what's come together with All Ears English is a combination of the adventures of entrepreneurship, right? Mm. The adventures of creating something brand new that didn't exist before. And we actually don't know what to do, right? We don't know what to do next. There's no manual. There's no guidebook for how to do every task. So we have to figure it all out on our own. I love that part. And I love the connection piece, the connection with our listeners. I love the verbal piece that we're on the microphone. So for me, my work presents all the pieces that I need for the passion in my work. Yeah.
Right. That's great. Yeah. I mean, this, you know, because today we're going to be talking about this idea of passion and work, you know, should work be passion or should it be just work, or should we feel like we have to have work be our passion, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a question we could talk about for a long time. And you actually sent me, you always send me this these really good articles, Lindsay, from, and there are a lot of them are from the New York Times, which they have a lot of good stuff and a lot of thought-provoking things about this topic. And, you know, it is really interesting. So thanks for sending it. And that's what we're going to talk about today is, you know, this idea of does work have to be our passion?
Yeah, Michelle, and I'm so excited that we are talking about this today because I feel like a lot of our listeners are going to love this episode because this is very cultural, right? I mean, I've seen, you know, so I've talked to people in parts of Western Europe who completely don't agree, right? They think like work is just work. And in different parts of the world too, it doesn't have to be everything to us. So, but have we talked about this before, similar topics in other episodes, Michelle?
Yeah, guys, head on over to episode 1216, which is called How Does Culture Influence Work Ethics? So that could be a good one to listen to. Lindsay, what else?
Let's see. We talked about episode 450 way back a long time ago. We talked about, let's see, do you work like a dog? Right. The reasons that Americans work so hard. And that's really interesting. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. So let's get into it. So this article in the New York Times, guys, we can give you the link. And it's called Should Work Be Passion or Duty? And this is by, forgive me if I'm saying the name wrong, Fermin de Brabander on September 2nd, 2019.
Yeah, guys, and today we're going to use this article in the New York Times as inspiration, as a starting point, right? And then we want to talk about it today, our reactions, and we want to know what you guys think. So remember, we want you guys to come back to our blog and comment on today's episode. I'm so excited. Let's dig into it, Michelle.
Definitely, because I think a lot of people could have a lot of different viewpoints, and it could be personal, it could be cultural, just so much. So I'm excited to talk about it. So, you know, the article talks about how there's a lot of pressure amongst Americans to love work and to do extremely well at their work so that they can get, you know, attention, they can get kind of like a lot of people looking at them with prestige, right? And we work more than many other countries. That's what the article talked about. And, you know, and it also kind of mentioned how a lot of other countries may have a better, you know, overall feeling about work, and they may not put as much pressure on themselves about work and career. What do you think, Lindsay? Have you noticed this in your travels, anything like this?
Well, yeah, for sure. Well, especially depending on where you live in the U.S. I think Boston was a very career-oriented city, right? I mean, two of the best institutions in the world are there, right? Harvard and MIT were right in my neighborhood. And so you have geniuses, right, all over Boston. You have the best hospitals in the world. You have people who are just really serious about their work. But L.A. has its own thing, and Denver is a place where I'm moving, and they're supposed to be, everyone in Denver talks about a quality of life thing, and they tend to go mountain biking after work. They get off work at 4 or 5, not 7 or 8. So it'll be interesting for me when I move to Denver to see how things shift. You know, how do I keep thinking about my work? Is it still as much of a priority, or do I build out other parts of my life more?
Right. I mean, so would you say that, I mean, because it kind of talked about having this feeling that, you know, work, it's not just a job, but it defines who we are, right?
Yeah.
And so because of that, we should feel this passion for it. We should want to work hard. And even talked about how there's some study and that shows that young people really, they actually want a career more than anything else, maybe even more than a lot of money or a lot of, or getting married, things like that.
You know what? I feel like this is, a lot of this came about after the recession, I feel like, because a lot of people, you know, 2008, I don't know if you were in New York at that time, Michelle. Were you in New York in 2008?
No, not yet.
Okay. So I was living in New York in 2008, September, whatever it was, 20th, when the stock market crashed. And I remember seeing people walk out of their corporations with the boxes that day. You know what I mean? I remember that. It was an eerie day.
That must have been.
And I think that as of that day, I think people, a lot of people lost their jobs, right? And a lot of people started to think about starting something new on their own, in some cases, that has actual meaning, what, you know, where they're not tied to just the whims of the stock market and just getting fired. So I think that's a big part of it, is history, the history of our economy.
why this happened. Yeah. And, you know, but it did mention how, you know, if you put that pressure on yourself, you might get disappointed. You might have too much pressure and you might not be able to complete these things because you kind of get, you know, maybe a little bit tired. You don't necessarily feel this passion because you're trying too hard and your life is so focused on your work.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, yeah, so I agree. I think it, I think what people want now is not so much that it has to be 100% their passion. I think they want meaning in their work. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be your number one favorite thing in your life, the thing you exist to do, but you do have to feel like you have a sense of meaning in what you're doing all day.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Right. I think so too. But it's funny. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was recently saying that, you know, all she wants right now is to have a job that she just goes to that job and then she goes home and she doesn't have to think about it. Yeah. And she doesn't, you know, even if it's like a desk job, if it's maybe like answering phone calls, just something, you know, and that's what she wants. And there, maybe there's no quote unquote meaning to that. But sometimes people, you know, maybe they feel that this pressure to have this passion, that it puts kind of like, you know, too much on that. And then you're thinking about work all the time. Whereas maybe if you have this career where you're like, okay, it's a job. And like, that's my job. I earn my money. And then I go home and maybe I do something at home that I really like. Maybe that's enough.
Yeah, it's true. I think everyone has different needs in that, right? But I mean, sometimes I have those fantasies, like I want to be a bus driver. You know what I mean? I want to be like, I don't know, so just a store clerk. I want to be just do something that's easy and I can just leave it behind. And I'm not always thinking about what we're doing. But then I wonder if I would just get bored 3 months in, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it is really hard to say. I think that the idea is, you know, and this is something that the article talked about as well, is, you know, maybe jobs are one piece of our meaning, right? One piece of who we are. And it doesn't necessarily like have to be our greatest passion, but the article mentions that like it's more about how what you can give to society, what you can give to people, right? So what are you good at? And like give to people in that way. So if it's with work, if it's with your family or, you know, anybody or your friends, whatever it is, but that you're kind of, you have this idea that you have like whatever talents, whatever innate talents that you have and that you can give them to others rather than necessarily feeling like I am this talented in this thing and that means my job has to be this.
Yeah, I love that, Michelle. That's so true. I mean, I think the key here, I feel like one of the takeaways that I want our listeners to remember from today's episode is it's not so much about your job. It's about finding, as you just said, Michelle, your unique abilities and your strengths, right? I mean, there are some things we can actually do. And we've done this on our team before, Michelle, right? We did it last year. You can take the Strengths Finder assessment online. And that's, how did you feel when you took that, Michelle?
Validated what I imagined to be true about myself. Like, I think I was very like the verbal or like Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what it labeled me as, but it was kind of things that I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And somebody's putting it into words.
Exactly. It's so validating. And then I think our job is to find a way, whether it's our work or whether it's volunteer work or something else we do, to find a way to express that, like our unique gifts. There's also a book called Unique Ability by Strategic Coach that I love too. So you guys, these are some recommendations that you guys can do a little research on your own, figure out who you are and what you have to give to the world. Because I do think it's dangerous to go through the life working in an empty job.
Right. I think so too. But like, yeah, on the flip side, if somebody, it's interesting because I mean, I find meaning in my job. Yeah. So I feel lucky that I do find meaning in my job. Mm-hmm. If I guess it would have to be, if it weren't what I'm doing now, it would have to be also something very like where there's a lot of communication and things like that. So let's say I worked at a front desk answering phones.
Yeah.
Okay, I would still be communicating. I may not find it as meaningful, but I'm using like my strengths. So I wonder if something like that, like if I weren't lucky enough to, I mean, like, oh my gosh, how lucky am I that I got to be on All Ears English? Because I when I saw the job posting, I remember I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly me, like radio, ESL, things like that.
Yeah.
If I weren't that so lucky, you know, I just wonder if another job would be as fulfilling if it got me to use some of those strengths and then I just, you know, didn't worry about my job the rest of the day. You know, I guess it's different for everybody. Like, does your job have to be your passion? And I do agree, though, that there is a lot of pressure to make your job your passion. And I don't think that's good either.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is where I feel like I hope that our listeners will chime in here and just let us know their perspectives, because I think it's so cultural. It's so cultural. It depends on different markets, different economies. You know, our upbringing, what did we see in our parents? Like, I saw in my dad that he was an optometrist, but he was in private practice. So he built a business, right? So in our country, that actually happens. Like, people in the medical field also sometimes have their own private practice. Mm-hmm. And so in a sense, he was kind of an entrepreneur, kind of a business owner. And I watched him build his baby, build his dream from the time
so
that
you got
I got
some of that from him.
Oh, for sure. 100%. 100%. And so I watched him do that. And I was kind of, in a sense, like brought into that thinking from a really young age. And it's very unconscious, subconscious.
Oh, that's interesting. So I guess it's, like you said, very personal for everybody. And but I think the main thing is, like, don't feel like, you know, you have to, you have to be so passionate about your job that you don't, it's almost like, it almost makes you go backwards. It almost makes you feel then dissatisfied when you can't find that job.
Yeah. And then on the other side of it, I feel like today's going to be a little both sides of the coin, right? Yeah. The other side is that don't get lazy. Don't take it for granted. Right. If you're in an unfulfilling job, like, try to see what you can do to maybe change your position there or look around, see if something else could fulfill you. Because there's nothing wrong with trying to find fulfillment in your work. It just shouldn't be everything. I think that's the point, Michelle. What do you think?
I agree. I think, you know, my favorite phrase lately is just everything in moderation, right? Yeah. Like, you have to find, you
ice
have
cream
to find.
Too.
What?
Ice cream too?
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. Oh my goodness. Everything. Yeah. Like, well, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, I just said that the other day. It's so true. It's like, you just have to find what works for you. What is your balance? And I think that that is the most important thing. And, you know, don't get lazy, but also don't let yourself get unhappy if you're not, you know, you there are many ways to contribute to the world.
Yeah, I agree, Michelle. There's a lot of options out there, guys. So keep searching for it and let us know. Come back to our blog.
Definitely.
This is episode 1263. So come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes, type 1263 in that search bar. You'll find it. All right, Michelle, this is great. Thanks for talking about this today.
Thanks. This was fun. And was guys, fun. Let us know what you think.
All right. Take care. Talk soon. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.